This is a podcast from Theatre from A to Z, made for the Erasmus Plus project DEPART, designing online educational products and art.
On October 15, 2015, I arrived in Belgium, alone. I was 30 years old at the time, and I had chosen to exchange my sunny homeland, Mexico, for the rainy, cold Belgium. Yes. I had already studied in Mexico for 4 years now, an additional 2 years for the same degree. What the fucking country?
Are you a newcomer and do you want to learn how to share your story in a smooth and fascinating way? Then you have come to the right place. As long as man has been alive, stories have been told. Around the fire, during meals, with friends or family. They connect people. They are educational and they give you a feel-good feeling, both the narrator and the listener. With this free online manual, you will learn to communicate better in Dutch, English, or any other language. Your confidence will get a boost. You will encourage others to better understand people from different backgrounds. The stories should be about something you experienced yourself, here or in your home country. About the difficult adjustments or the cultural differences. Using this guide, you will use those negative emotions to create a new positive story. Step 1. Choose a personal adventure or setback from your life. Something that was strong enough to change your life in some way. A game changer. And write that story down.
First of all, the master's is only given in Dutch. So I first had to take a year of Dutch lessons. Secondly, my Mexican diploma was not accepted in Belgium. I had to read drama for the last 2 years. But I didn't want that. I had already studied in Mexico for 4 years. Now, an additional 2 years for the same degree? You Belgians think we still live in the trees?
Write down how old you were, where you were, with whom, what happened. Were you unhappy, frustrated, sad, or alone? Describing these matters in detail, but concisely, creates empathy in your audience. They recognize themselves in your story and think, I know that. Only then will they listen with interest. Step 2. Reread your story a few days later. This time not from the negative experience, but now from the strength you have built up after all this time through the incident. Forget the battle you fought then. People tend to see the bad side of everything. But when we write down our story and look back at it with a new look, we can try to read the story from a different experience. What positive things have arisen as a result? Did it make you stronger? More determined? Are you doing things now that you never dared to do before? What are those positive things that led to your change?
Should I return to Mexico or put my pride aside and take the admission test? That was the question. I choose the latter. It was better than returning to Mexico and never being able to teach. And maybe I could learn something else. So I took my entrance exam and I passed. Of course.
Describe what you did to change your situation, to get out of it. Describe everything you did to turn the situation around. Be specific again. Step 3. Ask friends or family if they think you have changed since the event and how. People are very critical of themselves and do not always see the good side of a setback. Others look at you differently than you do. Now rewrite your story from the different perspective, from the strength.
I have to admit that the training was very educational in the end. I learned new ways of making theater and I got my degree in theater pedagogy. Some of my colleagues became good friends too. My social network grew and I even got job offers as an actress in Dutch. I also got to know a wonderful man. He is French speaking, so I am now learning French.
When rewriting your story, use the 3 steps: before your setback, during, and after. Before. Where were you? How old? With whom? What happened? How bad were you? Unhappy, frustrated, sad, alone? Describing these matters in detail, but concisely, creates empathy in your audience. They recognize themselves in your story and think, I know that. Only then will they listen with interest.
On October 15, 2015, I was 30 years old. My life stopped. What the fucking country?
During. What did you do to change or get out of your situation? Describe everything you did to turn the situation around. Be specific again. Dare to be vulnerable and be authentic.
It was better than returning to Mexico and maybe I could learn something else. So I took my entrance exam and I passed it.
After. How did the incident affect your life? How did you deal with it? What were the consequences? Why is it better now than before?
I learned new ways of making theater and I got my degree in theater pedagogy. The techniques are really helpful and I still use them every day. My family and friends are proud of me.
An important tip: be specific. Describe details. See, hear, feel, smell, taste, and keep it concise. Maximum 10 minutes. Don't make it a novel. Now enjoy the final story of Gabriela.
On October 15, 2015, I arrived in Belgium alone. I was 30 years old at the time and I had chosen to exchange my sunny homeland, Mexico, for the rainy, cold Belgium. Yes. In Mexico, I had studied for 4 years and obtained a master's degree in drama. Acting was my life, actually. But in order to also teach, I wanted to obtain an additional master's degree in theater pedagogy in Belgium. First of all, the master's is only given in Dutch. So I first had to take a year of Dutch lessons. Secondly, my Mexican diploma was not accepted in Belgium. I had to read drama for the last 2 years. But I didn't want that. I had already studied in Mexico for 4 years. Now, an additional 2 years for the same degree? You Belgians think we still live in the trees? Said to my friend. In addition, I also had to find work and earn money to pay for my apartment, food, and clothes. But after a year of Dutch lessons, I was really humiliated. I had to pass an entrance test for the theater school. Like I was a novice. I already had a fucking master's degree and 10 years of professional experience as an actress. When I heard all that, my life stopped. I couldn't believe it. What the fucking country? When I got this news, I didn't sleep. Should I return to Mexico or put my pride aside and take the admission test? That was the question. I choose the latter. It was better than returning to Mexico and never being able to teach. I maybe could learn something else. So I took my entrance exam and I passed it. Of course, I have to admit that the training was very educational at the end. I learned new ways of making theater and I got my degree in theater pedagogy. The techniques are really, really helpful and I still use them every day. Some of my colleagues became good friends. My social network grew and I even got job offers as an actress in Dutch. As a result, I earn well and I am financially independent. My family and friends are proud of me, and to be honest, me too. I got to know myself better, and I also got to know a wonderful man. He's French speaking. So, I am now learning French. Our daughter Paloma is trilingual. French, Dutch, and Spanish. She makes me so happy. Through her, I get to know even more the power of positive thinking. Finally, I really hope that my story can be a source of inspiration for other newcomers. Bye.